I am losing my voice. Denji knows this, but what an intro. We're going to do today's a special episode, our Homer draft. So first, before we get into it, we're going to give kudos to the guys at Talkin' Baseball because they do a modified version of the Homer draft every year. We've changed a couple of rules, and so we're changing it up so we draft every team essentially. But we're really excited to do it. It's purely based on how many homers a player hits. So we have a roster. We're going to go run through it after I let Kenji speak for a minute, go through the roster and exactly what the criteria are. But long story short, it's just homers. Kenji, how you doing? You excited?
I'm doing great. This is I'm pretty excited to do this. I know, because this is kind of spontaneous for us, we're definitely going to miss some guys, or we're going to mess up big time. But that's the fun of it, you know? I think everything draft-related or anything fun that we've done so far has been pretty spontaneous for us. And that's just, I think, what we're about. We're just a spontaneous group of lads who just want to have a good time talking baseball. So let's get into this.
Couple of spontaneous lads, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll run down the rosters really fast. So we have catcher, first base, second base, shortstop, third base, middle infield, corner infield, four outfielders, one designated hitter, and then three bench spots. So the bench obviously doesn't matter as much as just kind of like after you fill out your starting roster, who do you want on the bench? But as I said earlier, the only criteria is hit homers. That's all you got to do. If you can hit homers, you're gonna win the draft. So it's not like we're counting WAR, we're not counting RBIs, we're not counting batting average. How many homers does your player take or does your player hit, and then that'll determine who wins. Pretty straightforward.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. Well, I mean, Kenji's shorter. Kenji has less facial hair. And Kenji was not born in the United States. So Kenji's going to draft first. I'm going to give him the first pick in the draft. And then we're just going to alternate back and forth.
Okay. And all right. I'm just going to go Aaron Judge then.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I think that's the a great pick for me. So I'm going to go Aaron Judge. You said how many DHs we get?
Just one. One DH.
Just one. And then four outfield, right?
Yep.
Okay, then yeah, with my first pick, I will be selecting Aaron Judge, New York Yankees.
So the Yankees are off the board.
Is that for both of us?
Yep, for both of us. Yankees are off the board. So there's some strategy to this. There's Yankees are, once you take a team, they're off the board, so you can't take them any longer. So we're going to end up taking 28 teams. So two teams will be left out. I don't know who they'll be, but somebody's going to be left out. Somebody's going to have their feelings hurt. I love that Kenji came here from another country, okay, before anybody gets mad at me for being anti-immigration.
Yeah,
I
my
love
one
Kenji.
Fan's going to come after you, bro.
Kenji's my best friend. He's the best man at my wedding. I love the guy to death. I'm allowed to say that.
He's okay. Earned right.
My next pick, or I guess my first pick, I feel like it's kind of a no-brainer. I'm going to take Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, he went 50-50 last year. You just can't – I can't pass him up, right?
I think you're an idiot if you do.
Yeah, I think I'd be stupid if I passed him up.
So this is your DH then?
He's just my DH. So I do fill up the DH spot really early, but you can't take anybody but Shohei there, right?
I don't think you really can.
I know you would have snatched him up if I passed on him.
Yeah, I was definitely going to take him right after.
Yeah, 100%.
So. Man, this strategy thing is hard. But just to make sure that I don't screw myself in this position, I'm gonna go Cal Raleigh.
Wow. That's what I was gonna take next, dude.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Probably gonna get me around 35 homers this year.
I'll give you 30 easy, yeah.
So I'm gonna go Cal.
Dang it, that's a really good pick.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, now I can wait on catcher.
You definitely can.
Yeah, I can wait on catcher. I kind of want to be a douchebag.
I'm afraid of what you're about to say.
I'm gonna take Bobby Witt
Oh
Jr.
my
of
gosh, I
the
hate you.
Kansas City Royals.
Ah, you're an a-hole, man. You're an a-hole.
So Kenji today was texting me. He's got tickets to opening day in Kansas City. He's very excited. So I had to snipe Bobby Witt Jr. from him right here.
You snake, bro.
I just don't feel good with anybody else from Kansas City.
You're
I just
telling me
feel
you're
like
not going to take Gunnar Henderson at shortstop?
I like Bobby Witt, man. I'm taking Bobby Witt.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You know what? Then I'm gonna take Gunnar Henderson then. I want to make sure that you can't get a middle infield spot and get Gunnar and Bobby. So give me Gunnar Henderson at shortstop. Give me Gunnar Henderson right now, my starting shortstop. I'm gonna make a bunch of errors, but doesn't matter because we're all about homers
We're
today.
all about homers.
All
All
about
about
homers.
homers. That's a good
Ridiculous.
pick. I mean, I would have taken Gunner next, but
Yeah.
I had to go with Witt, man. I feel like the O's have other guys that could hit with pop. Maybe not to Gunner's level, but nobody on the Royals can hit with Witt. At least I feel like. No disrespect. Sal Perez had a great year. Vinny Pasquantino just isn't as much of a pop guy. I like Witt to take a step forward and keep hitting bombs.
I agree. All right,
This
who you
is
got?
kind of a bold one. For scarcity's reason, I'm gonna take Ellie De La Cruz, Cincinnati Reds. I like him.
Interesting.
He's gonna fill up my middle infield, and I don't feel good about anybody else on the Reds. So that's my guy.
Interesting. Okay. I can't say that I'm opposed to that. Think, man, thinking about the teams is hard. Because you kind of want to, I have to somehow screw you at the same time.
Yes.
Well, without screwing myself. Tough decision. But,
It'll get trickier later for sure.
it does. But I'm gonna go Jose Ramirez at third base.
Ooh, it's a good pick.
Cleveland really has nobody else on their roster that can hit. So, give me him.
I like that a lot. Good choice. There's a lot of good choices left.
There still is.
I don't need to touch catchers, so I'm gonna hold off. I'm gonna go Fernando Tatis Jr.
Wow, not Machado, huh?
Nah,
Think he'll have
Tatis.
more homers?
I'm taking Tatis, man. I got four outfield spots to fill. I'll take it.
Okay.
I feel pretty good so far, man. Bobby Witt, Ellie, Tatis, and Ohtani. I feel pretty good.
It is a pretty good list. It is a pretty good list. I'm gonna go with one of my outfield spots. I'm gonna go Anthony Santander.
Ooh, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah. He's definitely gonna hit more homers than Vlad will. Takes out an infielder, a first baseman for us. So I'm gonna go
Okay.
Santander.
Okay. I'm looking at the list of teams and I'm trying to think of who I like at each one.
It is difficult. It is
It
getting
is,
tricky.
yeah, it's not easy. I'm gonna take, oh boy. This is tough. This is tough. I'm gonna go Yordan Alvarez for the Astros.
Okay.
That's just the easy one. I wasn't sure. I was undecided between a couple teams. Gotta go Yordan.
All right, I got mine. Mine's gonna be Ketel Marte from the Diamondbacks.
Good pick.
Think
Good pick.
he's a good one.
Great value at second base, honestly.
All right, who you got?
You're making these choices too fast, man. You keep turning them around to me.
I know, I'm just popping them off as fast as I can.
I'm stuck between two teams, two second basemen.
Yeah.
Or actually, what am I doing? I don't need it. You just took a second baseman. I'm okay. I'm gonna take Austin Riley of the Braves.
Dang, bro, you're gonna take a Braves guy on me? Bet.
Yep.
That really sucks. That really sucks. I gotta be honest. I really was looking for some Braves guys right
Yeah,
there.
I know you were probably looking at a few of them.
Okay, so can we take guys who are going to play a different position upcoming year?
What does that mean?
Like, Alex Bregman's projected to play second base, so can I take him as a middle infielder? Does that count?
Sure, why not? Sure.
I don't know. How many, what's his projected homers this year?
Probably good amount with
Alex
that field
Bregman
with
is
the big green
projected
monster.
22? Dang, that kind of sucked. Never mind. That is not the number I was looking for. Oh, shucks, man.
This is when it's going to start getting fun.
If we're getting, yeah, let's go Corey Seager. I don't see much else. I'm gonna go with that with my middle infield spot.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
The Rangers, he's definitely gonna be the one that probably hits the most. Maybe Garcia. Maybe Jake Berger.
That's a pretty good pick right there.
All right, what you got?
I'm gonna take Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper, fudge, dude, that sucks.
Gotta take the Phillies off the board, man.
Bryce Harper. Okay. Then in that case, I'm gonna go
Please, please, please.
give me Pete Alonso.
Oh, okay.
Give me Pete Alonso. I think you'll get more homers than Soto.
Dang it, dude.
Were you eyeing him?
Yeah, I was gonna go for Soto.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, huh?
I know, I was gonna go for Soto. Man. Give me Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker of the Chicago Cubs. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Feel so good about my outfield.
Alrighty. Let's see. Let's go with Brent Rooker.
Okay.
DH.
DH spot.
I'm afraid that you're maybe gonna take Butler to get him in the outfield just to screw me.
I was
So
thinking about it.
let's keep that away. Let's get 40 homers on my team and we'll
Okay.
go from there.
I like it. I like it. So I'm gonna pause for a second.
Okay.
So I'm on the clock. We'll read off the rosters because we're blasting through this. Yeah, kind of have a little halftime show.
All right,
So
let's do it.
Kenji, do you want to walk us through your team? Do you have your team written down?
Yeah, I got it written down. So right now I've got Cal Raleigh at catcher, Pete Alonso at first base, Ketel Marte at second base, Gunnar Henderson at short, Jose Ramirez at third. As a middle infield spot, I got Corey Seager, and as my two outfielders, I got Aaron Judge and Anthony Santander, with my DH spot being Brent Rooker. So,
Solid.
Kind of amazing if you ask me.
Solid team. I have not taken a catcher yet. I have Bryce Harper playing first base. I don't have a second baseman. I have Bobby Witt at short, Austin Riley at third, Ellie De La Cruz as my middle infielder. I don't have a corner infielder yet. I have Fernando Tatis Jr., Yordan Alvarez, and Kyle Tucker as three of my four outfield spots, and Shohei Ohtani as my DH. So I feel pretty good at this point. I could get totally screwed over though if I don't make these next few choices right. So I gotta make them. Ha I gotta make it happen.
What you got?
Corner infield, second base, catcher. I think there's one catcher that's left that kind of stands above the rest, and I think you would try to screw me if I passed here, so I have to go William Contreras.
Okay, that's probably a good pick.
Have
What are you
to, man.
projecting? 25 homers?
Yeah, just a solid number. I mean, he's not gonna get where Raleigh is, but he's gonna give you a good amount. I feel good about that. The
Okay.
only other, I mean, for those that are listening, which I guess is everybody, the only teams left are the Rays, Red Sox, Twins, Tigers, Nationals, Cardinals, Giants, Angels, Rockies, Pirates, White Sox, and Marlins. So
And
there's,
with that, I'm going to go Tristan Casas as
yeah, there it is.
corner infield
Yeah,
and lock 30
Kenji's
homers
a
up.
fanboy of Tristan Casas, man.
Love that guy. Dude, he is looking beefy. You seen him, dude? He looks huge. I don't
You,
know if he's fat or if he's muscled up, but I don't, one of them, he looks bigger. That's all I'm saying.
Kenji loves a beefy dude. I'll just say
Beefy
that.
dude, yep. All right, what you got?
I have to go middle infield. I have to go second base and corner infield, basically. That's what I'm down to. Second base and corner infield. This is tough now. This is really tough.
Second base. Yeah, you got what? Christopher Morel right now is what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Connor Norby, Brandon Lau,
Or in
Gleyber
Dyer.
Torres. That might not be a bad pick.
Is he the best though?
Or Nolan Gorman just hoping that he remembers how to learns how to hit
Dude.
here.
It's rough out here, man.
It is very rough what you got going on in
It's
front of you.
rough at second base. I mean, I think Morel could give me 20 bombs. I'm not gonna take him.
Yeah. I think
You
you're
have
in
two
good.
outfield. Can I screw you at all? Because you need two outfield. Not really, because there's.
Not really, because the two guys I'm eyeing are.
Yeah, I screwed myself because I took too many outfielders.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I think taking a chance on Nolan Gorman's probably your best shot, right? Because
That
he's gonna get
sounds
every
so
opportunity to
bad.
play.
That sounds so bad.
I mean, 29 projected 29 homers, I mean, with a 2.22 average. He's gonna strike out like crazy, but when he makes contact, the ball flies. And
I
they're
can't do.
terrible this year, so he's probably gonna get every opportunity to play.
Man, it's either Gleyber Torres or Christopher Morel. I'm sorry, I can't do Nolan Gorman.
Is Detroit hitter's park?
No, it's the total opposite. It's a
I
chasm.
mean, Gleyber did hit what 30 something home runs a couple years ago, right? And you
Yeah,
think
I'm gonna go
being
Christopher
better with
Morel. I'm gonna go
Christopher
Morel.
Morel? Wow, okay.
Tiny park in Tampa. They're playing at a big league or a spring training facility. I don't feel good about it, but I mean, Tampa, I had to get somebody, and I can move Morel around a little bit.
Okay.
I
Are
reserve
there?
the right to draft somebody later and swap him in his spot.
I'm gonna go Lubot from the Chicago White Sox
Okay.
as my third outfielder. Feeling pretty good about that. I'm thinking
Okay.
probably 30 homers from him too. So give me Lubot. Who you got? You got
I
two.
gotta go corner now, corner infield or outfield. This is
So what
I
I
like
got?
Royce Lewis.
From the Twins.
I like Royce Lewis.
It's probably your. So the Royce
Problem
Chapman.
is Chapman's very good. But you might laugh. I'm gonna take Ryan McMahon of the Colorado Rockies. The
Wow.
Coors effect. Give me 30 bombs from Ryan McMahon.
All right.
Give me 30 bombs from Ryan McMahon.
My last outfield pick. I think this is pretty obvious who I'd go. Who do you think I would go with here?
Your last outfield?
Yeah.
You think it's obvious?
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, he's
Mike
probably gonna, if he
Trout?
stays, yeah, Mike Trout. Going Mike Trout here.
Okay. I mean, that's a good one. It's kind of sad. This is as late as he goes, but you just
Yeah.
can't trust that he'll be on the field. That's the problem.
It's a shame. I'm curious, do you really think him going to right field will make that big of a difference?
In his health?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he just doesn't have to run as much. But it's like a marginal amount of less running. It's not crazy.
Like, if they. It's great that they brought Jorge Soler because he's probably going to hit like 25 homers, but
Yeah.
Ideally, I think you would want Trout to play DH like a couple times a week, you know?
Yeah.
But having Jorge Soler there, Jorge Soler,
Wow. Hello.
wow. Wow. It kind of makes it difficult. I know he played outfield for the Braves last year, right? When they brought him, yeah, because they brought him in, they traded for him
Yeah.
mid-season, I think, or at the All-Star break. And he played outfield for them for the playoffs in the second half of the season. But I don't know. I just feel like if Mike Trout got an opportunity to DH a couple times a week, you could probably guarantee him to play most of the season. But I don't know, man. I don't know. But anyway, who you got as
So
your like
the last
outfielder?
of my starting lineup, it's down. So the teams left: Twins, Tigers, Nats, Cardinals, Giants, Pirates, Marlins. I got to take an outfielder. This is kind of a fun pick for me.
Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter,
I'm gonna take James Wood
James Wood, really? How
of
many
the
pops you
Nats,
expecting?
man. James Wood, baby. He's
25
got a lot of
homers.
pop. Yeah, he's got a lot of pop. Give me Woody. Give me a Woody.
Okay. Let's calm down. Let's calm down now. All right, let's calm
Okay,
down.
you want to read off your starting lineup and then we'll do the bench?
Yeah, that sounds great to me. Okay, so I've got Cal Raleigh at catcher, Pete Alonso at first base, Ketel Marte at second base, Gunnar Henderson at short, Jose Ramirez at third base. My corner infield spot, I got Tristan Casas, middle infield, Corey Seager. My four outfielders are Aaron Judge, Anthony Santander, Luis Robert Jr., Mike Trout, and at DH, I got Brent Rooker.
You feel pretty good about that. I can tell by your reaction. You feel pretty
My
good.
team is insane, dude.
William
My team is unreal right here.
Contreras, Bryce Harper, Christopher Morel, Bobby Witt Jr., Austin Riley, Ellie De La Cruz, Ryan McMahon, Fernando Tatis Jr., Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, James Wood, Shohei Ohtani. Both of them are fantastic. Both teams are
Yeah.
great. We'll have to revisit this at the end of the year, or do like a check-in at the All-Star break because
I
both these
think
teams
we
are
got to do a
fantastic.
projection of how many homers we expect these guys to hit in combined.
Oh boy, that's a lot.
So go through it right now, just like real quick. Just kind of trying to figure out how many homers you think these guys are gonna hit.
Sure. Well, you make your next pick, I'll do it.
Are we doing one bench?
We have three bench.
Three bench spots? Oh, I forgot we had three bench.
Yep.
Oh shoot.
Come on, man.
Okay, then I'll go Riley Green.
Is a good pick.
Give me Riley Green. How many did Gunnar hit? 35 last year?
35, 36. Okay, so that's the Tigers off the board. I'm gonna take, boy, this is Royce Lewis or Willy Adames. Willy, because Willy's healthy.
Okay.
My first bench pick.
Willy Adames. Wait. Oh, he's for that's right. He's on the Giants now.
Yep.
This one might be a surprise. Let me make sure I have his name
Yeah.
correct.
Here we go.
Because Trevor Plouffe talks really highly of him. I'm gonna take Matt Wallner
Wow.
from the Twins. They're saying he's got potential to hit 30 homers. He's got serious power. So
Okay.
I'm gonna trust in him that he knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take a chance on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good pick because if he didn't take him, I was going to take Royce Lewis.
That's what I kind of expected. So what
No,
teams are
we're
left?
gonna take all 30 teams. Yeah, we're gonna take all 30. I thought we were gonna miss two. Cardinals, Pirates, and Marlins are left.
Cardinals, Pirates, and Marlins.
I'll take O'Neal Cruz.
That's a good pick.
Not sure what I expect out of him. Maybe 20, but I'll take 20 out of him.
He should be giving you so much more, realistically.
He should. He's got all the potential to be a 30-30 player. We'll see if he stays healthy, but I'm gonna like pencil him in for 20. That's what I'll give.
Okay, so we got St. Louis and Miami now, is what it
Yep,
is,
those are the
right?
last two.
All right, then I think it's pretty. The only guy that really has a chance to do anything for either team is a guy who just can't seem to figure it out, but we've heard great things about him, and it's going to be Jordan Walker. Give me Jordan Walker.
Okay.
He apparently fixed his swing, and he's got a chance to do something great. So let's buy into that one more time. Let's say he's going
Heck
to give me
yeah.
25 homers.
Heck yeah.
Who's going to take from the Miami Marlins, buddy?
With the last pick in the draft.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Boy, they didn't do anything in the offseason, did they?
I mean, who's their projected Connor Norby or Kyle Stowers is your two options.
That's what you read?
That's what I see right now. Projected is who's supposed
Not
to hit
Jesus
two homers.
Sanchez? I feel like Sanchez is probably the next best guy.
You think so?
Yeah. I'll go
Jesus.
Jesus Sanchez.
Okay.
Jesus Sanchez. How many did he hit last year? I don't even know.
I can check for you real quick.
Please.
He hit 18 last year.
Oh.
Connor Norby's projected 21.
Actually,
Yeah. And Stowers is 19, and then Jesus Sanchez is 18.
I'll go back and I'll change to Norby.
Okay.
So I gave him really rough estimates, and I just had it spit out a sum for me.
Yeah.
I have 413 homers from my team.
413 homers. Okay. Let me see. I wrote down numbers next to all of my guys. Let me
Kenji's got to
calculate.
do manual math. Here we go.
I gotta put it in the calculator.
Insert the Jeopardy audio right here. Do,
Do, do, do, do. Hey, can you get any more jankier than this?
this is jank. This is bad. Let us know in the comments, man. Rate and review. Kenji's team versus my team. He's got Cal Raleigh, Pete Alonso, Ketel Marte, Gunnar Henderson, Jose
Oh my
Ramirez,
Lord, dude.
Corey Seager, Tristan Casas, Aaron Judge, Anthony Santander, Luis Robert Jr., Mike Trout, and Brent Rooker, with his bench being Riley Green, Matt Wallner, and Walker. Okay. All right.
All right, so how many cities you're projected?
413.
413. Well, I have you beating you by over 100 home runs. I
You
have
have
myself
a.
getting 516 homers from my team.
What are you talking about?
You want to hear what I got? What am I
Yeah,
got?
how many did you pencil in for everybody? What
I'll
on
tell you right
earth?
now. For Cal Raleigh, I got 35. Pete Alonso got 37. Ketel
Wow.
Marte got 28. I think he'll drop off a little bit from the last year's 30. Gunnar Henderson 37. Jose is 38. Tristan Casas 31. Seager 34. Aaron Judge 60. Santander 38, Luis Robert 30, Mike Trout 30, Brent Rooker 40, Riley Green 24, Matt Wallner 29, and Jordan Walker 25. Comes out to 516 home runs for the
What are
25
you? Oh
season.
my goodness, dude. I feel like I
Bro,
have to go
you
revise all
got
my
guys like
numbers.
Christopher Morel, Ellie De La Cruz, James Wood, who aren't gonna hit more than 25 homers. Okay, you got too many just mid-tier hitters. I've got some serious
Mid-tier hitters.
talk in
Dude,
my lap.
you like half your team you predicted, like you just said J-Ram 38 homers.
Yeah, what did he hit last year? Like 35?
I thought he was like 30. I thought he was at 30.
Was it? I thought he hit higher.
Man, am
Let's
I
see.
tripping? No, he had 39 homers last year. Wow.
See? Yeah, because he almost had that 40-40-40
Yeah, that's a lot,
50
dude.
season. Yeah, 40-40, yeah.
Okay, well, if everybody's healthy, I'm making adjustments to my numbers.
Okay,
Was
all
trying
right.
to bake in.
Let me see what I think I can put up for you.
I still don't think, I think you probably have me in projected. I have 450 with like updated base numbers. I think my team beats yours on a given night, but
You're crazy, dude. You're crazy. You're delusional. My team is so much better than yours. Our fans are gonna tell you. again that Kenji's right.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it? My projection.
I'm gonna
Baiku.
keep track of this now just because you're talking crap about
Dude,
this.
I'm telling you, man.
How many do you pencil Matt Wallner in for 30 and Jordan
For
Walker in for
29 homers.
25?
25. Yeah. They've got potential, dude.
That's so crazy, dude.
We'll see. We'll see. Hey, I could be so wrong by the end of the year, or I could be so right. We'll just see. Only time will tell. What are we gonna, what's the winner loser about this?
What are we betting?
Yeah. Is there a bet on this? Is there something on the line for this?
I don't know if there's anything on the line for this. What do you want to bet? Like a hat? No, that's too much for you.
We could do a hat of the guy that
Of the guy? You mean of the team?
of a team player that we picked that what we were most right about that out did their expectations.
I can't wait for Christopher Morel to hit 30 bombs and make you eat
Yeah,
your
I had
words.
projected for him like 15 homers this year, so
Yeah, that was where my draft started to take a turn.
when we were looking at second base and it was either Nolan Gorman, Christopher
Listen,
Morel.
he had 26 2 years ago in Chicago.
He did. But I mean, hey, the Rays can fix a lot of players. So maybe they can fix Morel because he's flashed a lot in his career. He just can't ever seem to put it together for a full time. And he just sucks at defense, so.
Yeah. Now let me ask you real quick before we go. Is there anybody like with the teams that I chose that you would have chosen differently?
Like a different guy from the team.
Yeah. Like a Matt Olson instead of Austin Riley, that kind of thing.
I definitely would have gone with Matt Olson. I would have used the Rays for Junior Caminero because I think his projected home runs are way lower. I think I would have picked Michael Tolia over McMahon. I think McMahon's a more rounded out hitter, but it seems like Tolia is just a bigger pop guy. I think I've heard that he has the most pop in Colorado.
Okay.
With your outfield, I can't complain. The Cubs, it's Tucker. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
In the Nationals, I mean, yeah, it's James Wood. I mean, no one else is going yard over 20 homers
Yeah.
on that team. And so, no, maybe the Giants, I would have picked someone else.
Like Matt Chapman.
Matt Chapman, I think Elliot Ramos has got some serious pop. I don't know how Willie will do in the Giants field. But besides that, I mean, there really isn't much. The
Yeah,
Brewers.
Cal Raleigh early was really good for you.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're penciling Lubob in for as many as you are.
I am. I'm projecting him to get traded this year, which is why I think he's gonna go back to
I
that
hope
30-30 season he had a couple years ago.
to everything Trout stays healthy
Me
just for the
too.
sake of baseball. I don't think J Ram goes 39, 115 again.
I don't think he. I think he. Realistically, I think he hits like 34 home runs. But I'm just riding the high right now.
Okay. All right. I don't hate it. You got a good team. We'll see how the season plays out. I'm gonna keep track of this, I
We'll
promise
see.
you.
We'll see.
But that's our episode. That's the draft. That's the Homer draft. Thanks, Talking Baseball, for the idea. We changed up the rules just a little bit, but that's the format.
Let us
And
know.
yeah, let us know whose team is better. Rate and review us wherever you watch or listen to your podcasts. And that's it for the episode. Anything else you want to leave them with, Kedge?
You want me to ask you something random?
Sure.
Does baseball have a comeback player of the year?
I think they do.
They really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jacob deGrom, Shane McClanahan.
Which one? I guess there's gonna be two of them, huh?
Shane McClanahan, because he'll pitch more probably.
Okay, Shane
Shane
McClanahan.
McClanahan, AL comeback player of the year.
I love it. Perfect. That's all I
Okay.
got to say.
All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you all on Thursday.